Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV. You can also subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about something that's near and dear to my heart, which is the power of WordPress careers for stay-at-home parents. And joining us for that conversation, of course, is someone with a WordPress career and also a stay-at-home parent. I'd like to welcome to the show Niall Flores. Niall, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you here. I too am a stay-at-home parent with a WordPress career, although I've kind of gone back and forth from working at home to working in an office over the years. So that's why it's near and dear to my heart, really interested in digging in here. But what Niall is going to share today for those listening, Niall is with a company called Blondish, offering a variety of services and WordPress development being key among them. But she's going to share her journey from stay-at-home parent without a career to stay-at-home parent basically as a WordPress professional, and even going way beyond that in terms of her leadership role in WordPress at large. I'm really excited for the conversation. Niall, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask all my guests. Briefly tell me your WordPress origin story, but I also know from talking before that your WordPress origin story actually doesn't start with WordPress. But tell the listeners what's going on here. What is your WordPress origin story?
So my WordPress origin story, I actually was a B2 Cafe Log user, which was the blog platform that WordPress was forked from. Basically, a lot of things from making the transition from B2 Cafe Log to WordPress was more like changing database tables to coordinate with WordPress from B2. And I remember also unhacking your core because that was a thing in B2 Cafe Log, but it became a no-no in WordPress. So I had to quickly relearn some new concepts that, you know, we use today. You don't really hack WordPress to core. You don't really need to, you just build a plugin. or custom functions, that kind of stuff. But yeah, I started off more of a hobby blogger, or not necessarily mommy blog and everything back in the day, but a little bit of hodgepodge kind of stuff. So yeah, I did talk about, you know, being a mommy, but also talk about other things I was doing in my life.
So you started with B2 Cafe though, B2 Cafe log. You know, you're the only person that's actually ever mentioned the whole thing. I think it keeps getting shortened over the years. People are like B2 Cafe and then B2.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's just like, I don't meet too many people that have been that far back. I mean, I know a few people that are still left in the community that I see at work camps. And then, of course, Matt Mullenweg himself, you know.
We had Mike Little on, actually.
Yeah, Mike Little.
Yeah, and he told the story of, like, Michelle, the operator or the maintainer of B2 back at the time, had kind of retired from maintaining it. Apparently he got out of the web CMS business or something.
Yeah. And then, Mike Little was actually the one that says, you don't need a hack WordPress core anymore.
wait, so, what, this is in reference to plugins or?
To Mike Little. Whenever I went over to WordPress and I was trying to learn, you know, relearn what you should be doing, what versus what people were doing before in B2 Cafe Log, he says, you no longer have to hack core. Literally that somewhere back in a very old post, there's a comment from him that was telling me that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Mike's such a great person. Loved having him on the show. That's so cool. You have that as part of your origin story. So you've seen a lot over the years, and I kind of want to dig into some of that, of course, but also how it affects, you know, your role as a parent, that part of your life. Before we dive in there, I mentioned earlier you operate a company called Blondish. Could you unpack a little bit about what Blondish does?
So Blondish.net, I'm okay with people saying Blondish, but I always says blondish.net because most of my handles are blondish.net. Some people, for some reason, when I go up to conferences, oh, you're blondish.net. But what I do is I primarily do WordPress web design and development. And secondary, I do blogging and SEO. And in WordPress design and development, I even offer stuff like converting other CMS to WordPress. A really cool little blip of story is I actually wrote the first full tutorial on converting Drupal to WordPress, and tutorials today are based off of my tutorial.
Yeah, so, I probably read that tutorial.
Yeah, there's one on WP Engine that I was made aware of.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, I mean, I ran an agency for 5 years. I don't know if you know that, but we did quite a few of those. And I remember doing quite a few Drupal to WordPress migration. So that would have been in 2010. So maybe your article was before then. It sounds like it.
Yeah, I think the updated one was like 2012, but I started writing it in 2010, and it was over a client actually brought a challenge to me, and I got tired of all the partial tutorials out there, so I was like, let me get something out here that actually is complete.
Oh, so, 2010, that's when we had custom post types and meta fields introduced into core. That must have been a fun time to write that article.
Yeah,
it's changed a bit even since then. Cool. So, you know, doing the WordPress agency thing there at blondish.net, I'll make sure that's in the show description so we get that right. But let's kind of dial it back to like your parenting and your career. Like when you were a parent, when you first started building sites for others, it sounds like you kind of started blogging at first. So I don't know if you want to connect that somehow, but was being a parent a motivation for building sites and optimizing sites for others? Or like you wanted freedom to kind of combine with your parenting, or was it that you happened into it for other reasons? Like, what was the motivation to get into it?
So my motivation not necessarily was my kid, because I was blogging before my kid was born. In fact, my kid is actually about 6 months younger than WordPress is. And So when I started blogging, I actually had got out of being an English lit major in college, and I had a background in journalism, and I actually had a lot of awards in writing, and I enjoyed writing, and I just wanted to keep, you know, doing something. So blogging ended up being a thing. And then also I love to do creative stuff and drawing. And so I started, I got, you know, bored with what templates were out there and started learning code. But whenever I had my kid, the biggest thing was I don't like to be idle. There's only so much you can clean in a house. And of course there's the kid there, but that I found that a lot easier. I grew up watching other people's kids, so it was kind of easy for me. And my kid actually wasn't a big crier, so it's very easy to take care of him. And so whenever I wasn't taking care of him and I got all, you know, made up, you know, had all dinner made, lunch, breakfast, house clean. I, you know, spent my time online learning code and sharing my poetry and my writing and journal and all that kind of fun stuff. And
so it sounds like it wasn't like you were like, oh, I'm going to be a parent, or I am a parent, and so I need to find a career with more time. It was like you were following your passion and what you liked. Yeah. But it just happened to be that those things aligned in a way that supported your time that you needed to be a parent. Is that fair?
Yeah. And at that time, my ex-husband's like, I'd rather you be home taking care of him, and we'll decide after a few years, you know, what we're going to do with that.
But it doesn't sound like you waited a few years. So yeah. I think your clients probably thank you for that. And it was good to, you know, it's good to hear, you know, I share this experience of just the benefits of a career in this industry that it provides to your ability to maintain your personal life. And I know that's not easy though. It's easier said than done, but I want to dig in a little further after this next break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.fm show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of our interview with Niall Flores about the power of WordPress careers for stay-at-home parents. Niall, right before the break, you were talking a little bit about your motivation to get into like a web-oriented career, kind of your path through blogging and your interest in creativity and coding, and how that that interest, and in WordPress in particular, kind of fit within your parenting schedule versus like, say, the parenting being a motivation to do it. I thought that was an interesting way to think about it. But like, you know, I mentioned right before the break, I was like, well, this is easier said than done. So like, I'm kind of want to unpack what your challenges were, but what was the most challenging thing at first about being a parent and running a WordPress business?
I think the balancing your time. I mean, although my kid was pretty easy to take care of and pretty, you know, happy kid, you know, you still have to run a household. You still have to make sure your kid is dressed. You can't just, you know, while you're in the house, you can't just do nothing, you know, like you can't be in PJs all day. I mean, a lot of people do, But I didn't want to establish that kind of routine with my kid early on, that, you know, it was okay to be like that all day. So we did stuff like play together or watch, you know, TV together. I think in our earliest days, we were doing Blue's Clues and all that kind of stuff. So balancing time, because obviously, you know, it kind of suck if you're a parent and that's all you're doing is being online and your kid has no interaction with you. And that was a big thing that was, you know, my ex-husband, well, he's my ex-husband now, but both of us have always agreed to do our best to make sure that later on in life, my child does not suffer, you know, emotionally or his intelligence or physical capabilities. You know, those were things were always on my mind.
So. You didn't say balancing time with work. You said balancing time with your son.
Yeah, but you also, because
I think that's great. I'm just curious. I just noticed that, you know, when I asked you that question, yeah, like, that's right where you went. Like, I'm just curious why. And like,
because your kids should always be number one priority. If you're a stay-at-home parent, that should be number one. And number two, when you're not doing all those things, it's okay to go find time to take an hour to blog here, an hour or hour to work on your website here, and then and block off some time for clients and everything. But you always, your children should be first. There you will lose out. Like, my kid is 18. I can't believe how fast time has flown. And I'm glad that I took that time, because if you miss those memories, you will regret that. That's the biggest thing versus, so it's important to make sure that your kids come first before your work comes first, especially a stay-at-home mom.
I love that. I've got three, age 3, 9, and 13. So hearing you talk about your 18-year-old has me wanting to hug them a little closer. But it sounds like, to recap what you said, that the most challenging thing about being a parent and running a business is, you know, putting your family and your parenting and kids first, because, you know, presumably obviously the demands of running a web business can kind of be infinite in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I think it was really interesting to hear that kind of pop off kind of out of your response there so quickly. So like, what was the best part about being a parent and running a WordPress business?
I think the best part ended up being when my son actually wanted to learn WordPress and have his first website. So I got to teach him, and he started going to a couple WordCamps with me. And I think it was really cool. I think the best, probably the experience I've ever had was when Mika Epstein come up to me and says, "Your son is really intelligent and very cool." And I was like, wow. That's just, you know, he was really interested in learning, and not necessarily WordPress alone, but coding, because he was a big Minecrafter. He learned some of the coding in Minecraft as well. So he got into this kind of stuff. So it was really nice to go from I'm always working and taking care of him to he's actually really interested in what I'm doing. So
how do you think that working from home affected that? Like, I remember I was working at the WP Engine office before the pandemic, and now we have a work from home first posture. And I remember my son, you know, being interested in WordPress when he was, you know, probably 11 or 12, and he still does, and just like scratching stuff like that. I don't know if he's like fully into it, but I'm just curious, do you think like working from home had an effect there with your son?
I think what it did was allow him to know that, because whenever I got my divorce, half the time he was with me, half the time he was with my ex-husband. So, but he'd always know, like, if his dad was away, that mom was always just like, at least a mile away, call mom, she'll come get you. She's always there. And I could always tell my clients, my son needs me, I will be right back, you know. And
so it sounds like maybe it was more the, I don't know if this is what you're, you know, kind of getting at, I guess, but it sounds like maybe it was more just the fact that it was something that you and your son could share an interest in versus, say, the working from home part being why he might have pursued WordPress in that way.
Yeah. He's pursued enough that now he's actually changed his major to be computer engineering. So I'm pretty sure his career will involve some WordPress in it, you know, eventually.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, it sounds like he might be an apple falling not too far from the tree. Were there other parts? Like we've talked about the parenting aspects of like challenges and like the best part. What about those same kind of questions as it relates to like your engagement with your clients? Like what are the challenges or even good positive parts of being a parent and, you know, running a WordPress business?
I think the biggest part with especially clients and, you know, kind of bridging the gap is you actually learn a lot of like patience as a parent. And you can also utilize that to have patience with other people. And it's not saying treating them like a kid. It's just having patience because everybody has a lot of things going in their life. And like there are clients that you will talk to that they probably don't know. They know they need a website, but they don't know everything. So sometimes you have to hold their hand a little bit and walk them through the process of, do you want, you know, this, you know, do you want this site to do this or that, or, you know, what do you want it to do in the end? What's the end goal? And, you know, it does take a lot of patience. And sometimes also you have to teach them how to use their website.
Yeah. It's coaching, not just telling. And I could see that from the parenting perspective creeping in. I mean, I love to tell my kids to do stuff, but yeah, coaching obviously has often better outcomes. So that totally makes sense. I mean, I know when I had my first child, I definitely learned perspective on patience and dealing with others. I was like, oh, everyone's a screaming 2-year-old. Okay, I got it. But they're that way for a reason, right? And so it's like helping them to understand and coach them through it and to explore things they haven't explored before. I could definitely see a lot of parallels with how you interact with clients. Were there other aspects of it that you thought stood out for being, you know, a benefit or even a challenge? It's okay if not. I know you probably have like shell shock from all those years.
Well, I also have had a background in management and food service. I used to manage like locations enough like before I was a parent and stay-at-home mom that I had like 300 employees underneath me. So in combination with that background, I was able to, you know, be able to focus more and streamline projects. Like I knew, you know, hey, we need to do this and keep my clients on, you know, schedule, like, hey, you want this project to be done, where we need to be at this place at this time, you know, and that, you know, also kind of use that in parenting too. Like, hey, we need to be to do this. We need to get you to the bath, you know.
Yeah, you gotta get that schedule, get that routine down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. This is probably like a blog post developing here, Niall, I think, if you have time to actually write it. I really want to kind of get into more of the like tactical tips though, mainly so I can write them down and use them on how to deal with being a parent and having a WordPress career. But we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of our episode around WordPress careers and stay-at-home parenting with Niall Flores. Niall, right before the break, we were talking a little bit about the business challenges and kind of even some advantages to being a, you know, kind of stay-at-home parent and having a WordPress career. I thought that was really helpful. But I want to get into like the brass tacks, like how do we make this work? So like as time went on, and I know your son's 18 now, so you're probably not deploying these strategies as much anymore, but I know like a lot of people listening, like even myself, might be doing this for the first time even ever since the pandemic. But what are some of the techniques that you use to make things easier? Like what's your favorite life hacks here?
So I live and breathe by my Google Calendar. If you have a calendar or Calendly, if you're doing conference calls with your clients and everything, it's important to stay on task. And then also another life hack is having a proposal, a really good proposal with your clients. So that they know exactly what's going on. And then also it keeps you on task too. These are the things that I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, they want some extra things. I need to tell them it's going to cost to this much, this X amount to increase scope. So the biggest thing is making sure keep on task, keep on top of your time, because you can let it get away from you. And also, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, you forget to charge how much you're worth per hour or whatever the project is. So that's the biggest thing is keep on task.
Yeah, that's really interesting you bring that up, because there's like this parenting brain you get. And I feel like your head fills up with just so much information as you manage your work and your home and your children. And it's like, you're just overwhelmed with things to remember and keep track of. I could not survive at all without massively tracking all the things I do. It sounds like you also lean into that. I don't know if you also experience a parent fog brain, but I know I do.
Every so often, I mean, it's not just sometimes it, what a lot of people don't realize is, I also help with my younger sister's four children. So, you know, playing auntie. So I juggle five.
I've got three more if you need.
No, thank you. But I do love kids. I do. Really. I really do. You learn how to juggle your time and everything. That's the biggest thing. Time, managing your time, managing how you're going to charge clients with that time and everything. A lot of people don't charge their worth, or they let time, you know, get away from them. And that can be detrimental. Like for a stay-at-home parent, even if you're not really making much, that very little bit can matter, you know?
Sure. So I'm just kind of curious, like if you had it to do all over again in today's world, do you think like creating a WordPress business or a freelance business or whatever, and like being a parent at the same time, is that still a good idea? Or is it better than ever? Is it like not getting as easy? Like, how do you think things are evolving?
A lot of people. Oh, so I totally get the question, because there's a lot of different niches that they're very saturated. And I that can be kind of intimidating, actually, not kind of, very intimidating, actually, to a lot of people. The problem is every single person has their own specific voice that's very entertaining. The way I say something versus the way you say something versus the way somebody else says something is totally different. And some person out there is going to eat that up.
So like that's the opportunity side, right? Like that's
yes.
Clients, which I think I agree with you, right? It's WP or not WP Engine, WordPress is the dominant form of website on earth, and it continues to be so. What about the parenting side? Is it still like worth it for that side?
I mean, as long as as long as you are finding a balance between, well, your time and your children, and making sure that your children are priority and not just, you know, getting so immersed in the WordPress side. You know, it's okay to be online a lot. It's just not okay to ignore your children. And, you know, I'm cool with making money if that's what your focus is, but, you know, your kids aren't going to get raised if that's all you're doing.
Oh, I love it. What a wonderful thought to end on. Your kids won't get raised right if you don't. I forgot the last part you said, but I think it's a wonderful sentiment, I think, in general. And it was really interesting to hear that kind of come out in the interview today. I couldn't agree anymore with that sentiment. So thank you so much for joining us today, Niall.
No, thank you very much.
This was awesome. If you'd like to learn more about what Niall is up to, you can visit blondish.net. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.